New Zealand Cricket is putting on a charter flight for South Africa to ensure the Black Caps' upcoming tests against the Proteas will still go ahead. It's also decided to move some games in the hope it will minimise any disruption to the remainder of the summer. Sports editor Stephen Hewson reports.
A rejigged international schedule has been announced, with Wellington losing a test against South Africa and two T20s against Australia. New Zealand Cricket's relocated a host of international matches to mitigate the risk of an Omicron outbreak compromising games. The Black Caps' two tests against South Africa will now be played in Christchurch, and their three T20 matches against Australia will be played in Napier. That means Wellington won't host a test this summer for the first time in over 25 years. New Zealand Cricket Chief Executive David White says the changes are all about minimising risk.
The South African cricket team is coming on a charter flight from South Africa. So they'll be landing in Christchurch. They'll be having MIQ in Christchurch. And then the first test match is at Hagley. And we wanted to keep minimise the amount of domestic travel. Obviously, that's a big risk area, travel, moving teams to different hotels. So like what's happened around the world over the last 18 months, games have been congregated into a single venue in a lot of cases. So it's to minimise travel and gives us the best chance of playing the games.
The White Ferns are also affected by the changes in the lead-up to the World Cup, which will be played here in March. Their games against India, a one-off T20 and 5 one-dayers, will now all be played in Queenstown. Other Black Caps games affected include the T20 and 3 one-dayers against the Netherlands, which will be split between Mount Maunganui and Hamilton. Dunedin loses its T20 game involving the Netherlands, while Napier loses a White Ferns T20 and a one-dayer against India, but gains 2 Black Cap T20s against Australia. Nelson also loses 2 White Ferns one-dayers against India. David White says New Zealand cricket will suffer a financial hit with reduced crowds at matches, but it's crucial the international schedule goes ahead as the bulk of their income comes from broadcast rights.
We will be taking a hit on the gates, but it's not quite as significant as the hit we would have for other areas, commercial areas of the business. We've actually supplied a charter flight for Cricket South Africa, so New Zealand Cricket is fronted for that. And the reason we've done that is that we want to ensure the best chance of playing international cricket in New Zealand. So by having a charter flight, you take out the risk, obviously, of a commercial flight and the chances of catching COVID on the flight. But we think that is, you know, the most prudent approach to ensure that we do have a full season of international cricket.
A reality of large events in the age of Omicron, but measures New Zealand cricket hopes will keep the games on the pitch.